And David McCaffrey is the executive director of the Illinois Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. That is welcome news to not only the racetracks throughout Illinois, but the breeders as well. And David is kind enough to spend a little time with us here this morning on the Equine Forum. David, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your success with this this new gambling bill.
Thank you very much. It's like winning, in a way, it's like winning the Kentucky Derby.
it's huge. It's huge, not just, as I mentioned, to the racetracks, but to the breeders, to the industry as a whole in the state of Illinois. Take us through some of the parameters of what's been laid out.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's going to take a little while. I'm trying to tamp down the instant gratification that people think that we might get from this, because it's going to take a little while to get up and going. First thing that you referenced is we need the signature of the governor. However, he's publicly stated that he's on board, and it's not a matter of if, it's when, and we expect his signature in the next somewhere in the next 2 to 3 to 4 weeks. So that's the first thing that needs to happen. Then there's a process that requires the racetracks to get licensed as essentially casino operators. That is anyone's guess how long that takes. It's somewhere between 3 to 6 months is the best I can tell. And then they need to build some sort of either temporary facility or build a permanent facility at which all of these machines and table games and sports betting outlets will go. So I'm thinking that somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 15 months, we should start getting some of the benefits, some of the direct economic benefits from the bill. But certainly, as you referenced, this provides just the passage of the bill and the governor being so open to sign it, it provides hope. And Illinois horsemen, it provides them the chance to dream. So I think that dreaming and hope are two cornerstones of horse racing. So it's a nice position to be in. We're certainly in a better position today than we were a week or two ago.
Yeah, because there were no hopes and dreams a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that's essentially the way Illinois racing is, and it was terrible. I mean, you have a facility like Arlington International Racecourse, which is my favorite racetrack and one of the best racetracks in the country by far, and such love for that track from the owner and the operator, and it was just a shame. I never could understand why there weren't more people there, you know, and why more horsemen didn't support it. But the purses have gotten very low. It's hard to get people to race for small purses because it's so expensive to keep a racehorse in training. And this is a real shot in the arm for the whole sport in Illinois, and that's going to make it better for everybody in the country.
You said a mouthful.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, David, when you and I spoke, I guess it was Thursday, and I asked you to come on the program, you just to kind of lay out exactly how bad things have gotten in the state of Illinois with that racing program and the breeding program, you threw out a very telling statistic about the number of foals in Illinois this past year. Walk us through some of those statistics so that people understand how far things have kind of gone downhill in the state and why this is so important.
Yeah, to say the breeding industry in Illinois has been ravaged would be an understatement. Just in the last 10 years, so 10 years ago, going back to 2009, there were 782 Illinois thoroughbred foals. Last year, we were down to 187. And this year through June 1st, essentially the season's over, there are 147 on the ground. So just in 10 years, 782 to 147. And if you combine harness racing, which is a big thing in Illinois, it used to be at least, those numbers are even worse. We go back to 2008, there were 2,400 thoroughbred and harness horses, 2,401 thoroughbred and harness foals born. And last year, that number, the combined number, was down to 334.
Wow.
It's, I did the math on it. It's an 86% drop in the number of foals born in the two breeds, and each one is separated the same way. So it's beyond belief what's happened to it. And one of the things, we'll get into the bill here in a minute, the specifics of it, but one of the specifics of the bill is that breeders' awards are increased from a base rate of 11% now that breeders are getting on first, second, and third place finishes, and that will be increased to 20%. So it'll be a double victory for breeders because, A, the purses will go up, and, B, the amount, the percentage that they get award-wise will increase. So it'll naturally go up because the percentage will go up, but also because the purses will be higher, the factor that you're multiplying by the purses will increase, so it's a doubleheader win. And I'm hoping that it resurrects the breeding program because, like those numbers point out, it's in a shambles.
Yeah, well, Illinois has had such a great history in thoroughbred sports, and it's a shame to see it go away. So this really can rejuvenate the whole industry and maybe get some more people investing money in Illinois breds and that type of thing. What can the horsemen and the breeders expect to gain out of this at the end of your 15-month projection?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's three main parts to the bill that the horsemen focused on when we tried to negotiate the bill with the racetracks, and then we took that negotiation to Springfield. Sadly, we did this 10 years ago, and we've been trying this long, and you know, it actually passed the House and the Senate twice in 2011 and 2012, and then it was vetoed by the governor. Then it would pass the House, you know, one year, and then it would pass the Senate the next year, and it wouldn't pass the other chamber, and it was just an unmitigated disaster trying to get this thing passed. But now it has, and the governor is going to sign it. So the first thing that we tried to ensure was a good amount of money going from these machines and table games to the purse account. And we are at the lowest number. It's a sliding scale going up. The better the machines do, the better the Racino does. But the lowest number we get, the lowest number the purse account will get from the machines is 12.75%. And that probably means nothing to most people. However, when you put it into perspective of other states, I did a quick synopsis here of some other states over the last few days. Maryland, in comparison, gets somewhere in the neighborhood of 6% from their machines located at the casinos outside of the racetracks. New York's getting about 7.5%, and Delaware is getting 9.6%. And again, the rate in Illinois will be, the base rate in Illinois will be 12.75, and if the projections play out like we hope they will be somewhere in the neighborhood of a blended rate of 14 or 15%, which is terrific. We don't get quite as many machines as a place like New York. We get 1,200 positions at each track. However, when you consider the rate being so good, I think that it will mean a lot. The other thing that the bill does, one of the other three parts that the bill does, is it eliminates recapture. And that's like a four-letter word in Illinois, and I'm sure it means nothing to your listeners nationally, but it's a provision that was passed in 1994, and it allowed racetracks to dip into the purse account and take from the purse account money that had otherwise been earned for the purse account. And it's a big number. This year alone, it's $7.5 million between Arlington and Hawthorne. And we're going to generate about $30 million this year for purses. So we generate $30 million, but there's like this huge asterisk in the form of recapture. And after it's all said and done, that $30 million turns into about $22 million. Recapture going forward in the year subsequent to the machines starting to operate, slot machines and table games, recapture goes away. So it's a win in terms of the money that is generated for the purse account will stay in the purse account. So if things stay the same, we can expect hopefully around $30 million to be generated for the purse account just in handle alone, okay, just in horse racing related stuff alone, and that money will stay there. So that's a big, big thing. And then the third part of the bill that we're very proud of and happy about is that we negotiated a schedule of racing guarantees, minimum racing guarantees. And one of the things that happens, sadly, as racinos filter through states, is a notion by racetracks that sometimes less racing is better. This bill establishes minimums that racetracks have to race, provided that they have the horses, a minimum number of days that racetracks have to race in order to keep their positions. And those days increase in the 3 years subsequent to the bill passing. And hopefully the game plan is in year three and four, we want to be back to 174 racing dates in Illinois, which puts us back to the 2012 and 13 levels, which would be, you know, it would be a reburgeoning of the whole industry in Illinois. So you've got the end of recapture, which will keep what we generate in handle in the purse account. You've got added money coming in at a base rate of 12.75%, which is a terrific rate comparatively nationally. And then you've got a minimum number of days that are guaranteed to be offered to Illinois horsemen. And those three things, I, if you want a specific number, I'm hoping in year two, three, and four, as things go up and are at full throttle, that we're racing for somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 to $50 million and over 170 days. And it'll be a great thing. To put it into comparison, we're racing after recapture for this year for about $21 million.
Wow. David McCaffrey, the executive director of the Illinois Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, doing a tremendous job spelling out the details of the new gambling bill that is awaiting Governor Pritzker's signature there in the state. David, when is the governor expected to sign the bill?
He has 60 days after he receives it. He received it about a week ago, so he's got technically about 50 days left. But we're expecting him to sign it in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And once that is in place, each of the three racetracks in the state will have their own racino on site. Is that right?
Well, they'll have the capability of getting it.
Yep.
They have to apply for the license, and that takes 3 to 6 months, we're thinking. And then they have to build some sort of a facility and install the machines and install the tables and all of that stuff. So, but yes, the answer to your question is yes.
Yeah, it would be a huge boost in the arm to everyone throughout the state, as David just alluded to. And David, will caution people again, this is not necessarily a quick fix. It's not going to be an overnight fix. It's going to take some time for things to work through the system. But once it is up and running and that time has been granted, this could conceivably be the thing that saves racing in the state of Illinois.
No doubt about it. I mean, if you look at states, I mean, there's hardly a state that you could give me that has this sort of a racino type existence that didn't succeed and didn't flourish right off the bat. I mean, look at Indiana and look at Pennsylvania and Ohio, just the most recent one. The breeding programs come back very quickly. Now that takes 2, 3, 4 years to get going also. But yes, the model is in place for this to be successful, and we expect it to in Illinois also.
Well, congratulations to you for doing such a great job, and it sounds like you've dotted all the I's and crossed the T's, and hopefully there's a sense of urgency in Illinois to get this underway and expedite matters as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. It was quite a process. One of the cool little stories that happened was, for better or for worse, when you've been at this for so long, we've developed relationships with a bunch of legislators, and I've been surprised actually by the number of legislators that have called us, even two that voted against the bill, but they work with us on some other issues. Have called us to say congratulations you guys stuck it out and kept trying hopefully you'll get rewarded for your efforts and this will be successful like it has been in other states.
Yeah, well, David, again, I'll echo Jude's sentiments and pass along my congratulations as well. Well done by you and Mike Campbell and the entire team there at the Illinois Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. Keep up the great work. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It is the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. And, of course, everyone can wear what they love by going to EmbraceTheRace.com. David, appreciate the visit. Thanks for taking the time, and keep it rolling. We'll await that signature from the governor.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.